Well, she's one of our favorites. For nearly 30 years, the Music Haven Concert Series has presented an amazing array of global sounds in Schenectady's Central Park, transporting audiences to locales like Yemen, Ukraine, Louisiana, Ireland, and Peru without ever having to leave your seats. The Passport Series at Proctor's takes the same beloved world music that patrons of the Park Series have come to cherish and brings it inside so the party can go on all year. Mona Golub thought all of this up many, many years ago, and she is here to tell us about this latest incarnation, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Mona Golub back to the roundtable. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to come back and visit you.
Well, we love having you here because when you're here, that means there's more great music coming in our region, and we always like that. So let me ask, before we get to the excitement coming up over the next several months, the summer went great.
Incredible.
Yeah.
The improvements to our house and hill drew thousands more across the summer than we expected. The addition of 6 shows, so we literally doubled our season there, really gathered community in celebration of international music from all over the world.
So a lot going on in Central Park during the summer. And as we were just talking before we came on, there's all these great groups that are touring the rest of the year, so this is an opportunity to let audiences come and hear them.
Yeah, to catch a few more in our net and bring them right down here into the Capital Region, specifically the GE Theater at Proctor's.
Now, that is it's a very cool space. It's right across from the main stage and right next to where the box office, where you would go pick up your tickets. But it's a beautiful, what would I think would be considered a black box, right?
Yes.
And so a great place to present the type of music that you present.
Yeah, it's really quite interesting as spaces go because I think it's as much a very intimate small concert hall as it is a club. It's got a club-like vibe to it. So whether we set it up as a cabaret with tables and chairs, or whether the seating is there as you would find in a small theater, or whether people who tend to like to dance at some of these shows, the shadows of the wings are wide open for just that. So however you wish to express yourself, this space really welcomes that.
That's where I would want to dance, in the shadow of the wings. Feel the movement and yet not having anyone see me. That sounds good. Let's talk about just 4 of the performances that are taking place. Mm-hmm. Really, really cool. And you begin on October 10th with, and we go to Korea.
We're actually going to the Gambia with Sona Djerbate.
Yes.
So a band of Africa that we've not yet visited through the Music Haven season, the Passport Series. She is really an anomaly. She comes from one of the 5 traditional griot families. These are the families in West Africa that are born to be musicians and storytellers that carry on the oral tradition of their culture. But the tradition's been carried on for the last 700 years, grandfather to father to son. It's not something that women have been involved with. She is the first master kora player who happens to be female, who's come up through the ranks and been encouraged to bring the oral history of the Gambia through her kora playing and her band leading and her composing. So
what is a kora?
A kora is a 21-stringed traditional West African instrument, kind of lute-like, very beautiful. It's got sympathetic strings that ring as well as strings that are plucked, but got a very smooth sound. It's the music we were listening to.
Mm-hmm.
I think it came up
beautiful
as you began. And it's a 700-year-old instrument that's stood the test of time and attracted many listeners over time to its beautiful sound.
Performance is October 10th, again, at the GE Theater in as part of Proctor's, and you can find out more by going to proctors.org. That is October 10th. And then we go to the end of November.
Yes, November 30th, we've got the Edmar Castaneda Trio coming in. And Edmar is a Colombian jazz harpist. And when I say harp, yes, let it evoke the image of the multi-stringed harp that you see in the back of the orchestra.
Yep.
However, he brings it out front, and he jams on it like a true jazz artist. It becomes the guitar, the bass, the piano, all in one. He's accompanied by a trombonist and a drum kit. And it is just brilliant, melodic jazz. He is one of the most exciting performers I've seen in many, many years.
And a trio, so a lot of music that comes out of just those 3 individuals.
It's a very unique sound,
yeah,
and yet very melodious. So it's not so new and so progressive that you have trouble tapping your toe or smiling to it.
But the instrument itself is a traditional harp.
It is.
But, as you say, brought front and center.
Yes.
Beautiful. Edmar Castaneda?
Castaneda.
Castaneda. Better. And then you take a little break for the holidays and let everybody do whatever they do and for some snow to go. And then we're ready to get it.
May still have some snow in the middle of February.
That's right. Then we're still ready to get the hell out of the house, though, by that point. And Banda Magna.
Yes. So led by the Greek-born force of nature known as Magda Giannikou. She just is an incredible singer, composer. She's actually composed for a lot of movies. So she has this brilliant sense of orchestration, and her band behind her is fabulous, and she just knows how to write tunes and pull together classic tunes with these fabulous artists behind her. She plays accordion, she plays stand-up bass and a few other things, but her voice is what it really comes down to. And I have seen her now perform in front of a few audiences, and she just gets us all eating out of her hand. She is so incredibly engaging. She sings in French. She sings in Spanish. She sings in Portuguese.
I was going to say, she is a performer that just brings us all around the world. It's not confined to one area.
The band itself is very global. She speaks to her Greek heritage. But the sound of the music is just dynamic. One tune to the next, very different. That band will truly take us around the globe all in one night.
That's terrific. That happens February 15th in Banda Magna. Macumba, is that correct?
That's correct.
And that's April 11th, 2019, and a very exciting band.
They are from Zimbabwe, and they have not played this area since they made their U.S. debut at Music Haven back in June of 2014.
Oh, wow. So this will be the first time they've come back.
That's correct. And they have since toured the world. They have since produced 3 albums. And they are even more fabulous than they were during that debut back in 2014. And we can't wait to see them again and enjoy their music. That's definitely a danceable show.
So tell me a little bit about their sound. So they incorporate...
Well, it's a very progressive and modern sound. They're based out of Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe. Hmm. So they sing to some of the traditional languages that come from that area of Africa. And yet their music is pop, really, for all intents and purposes, which is why the shadows will be bouncing that night.
That's great. Very, very cool. How do you find these groups? I mean, how much world travel does it take to find these groups yourself?
Well, with the fabulous internet out there, not nearly as much as you might think.
Okay.
I've become connected to...
Say, I wanted to see your passport.
A lot. But... Yeah, no passports needed for these shows. But I've really become connected to a lot of agents and managers over the years who are well connected with these artists that are emerging from other countries. And we just... work together to make sure that as they're floating through their U.S. tours from here to there, from New York City to Montreal, I make sure they know that we are beautifully situated right in the middle and that we would love to experience what they have to offer.
What do you think? I'm sure you have evidence now that you've been able to obtain over the years of how people have been... turned on and entranced by the music that you present as a result of these concerts and the work that you've done in world music.
Well, I've always believed that one of the best ways to share other cultures is through music and food, things that are accessible and things that we can relate to. And over the years, I think people have really bought into that, and they recognize that when they show up and they open their ears, they open their minds, they open their hearts to the music and the words that are being shared, and sometimes even the food, they can experience that culture for a window of time and then return to the comfort of their homes, but yet still have had that opportunity to go there and to see what it's like.
And I know you and I have talked about this before, but the very cool thing about what you do is that a concert goer can walk in and not have any idea of what they're about to expect, but have a trust in you and in the series that what they're going to hear is going to be pretty cool.
Well, that's certainly the greatest compliment that anybody can pay to me as a producer. I think sometimes people hear the country of origin and they think, oh, I know I like Irish music.
Right.
You may not know that music from Sweden or music from Finland has a Celtic ring to it. And if you like Celtic music, you'll probably like music from Sweden and Finland as well. But I do think that it's interesting to people that they can experience something that they may think they know about or they may not know about that's just intriguing and can add perspective to their world. And they come and check it out.
Well, there's a wide range of performances from October through April, and you can find out the entire schedule by going to proctors.org, although I assume it's on your schedule as well.
It's certainly MusicHaven.
MusicHaven.org.
Stage.org, yep.
Yep. And we have the links at our website as well. Again, the first concert of the season takes place on October 10th. And Mona Golub, thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you so much. We'll see
Great
you at the
pleasure.
Shows.
I look forward to it. Thank All you very much. Again, you can find out more information about the Passport Series at Proctors. It's proctors.org, and we have all the links on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.